Hi, everybody. It's Terry Brown. It's Bass Fan Radio time again. And, folks, I find these guys, you know, these tournament fishermen all over the country. I find them at the airport, or I'll find them in their car, or maybe even out on the water. But I've never found one at the beauty parlor before. Bradley Stringer, what are you doing at the beauty parlor?
Well, I tell you what, Terry, I just stopped in to get my ears lowered somewhat, but it's actually an advantage at the beauty parlor. Let's not get that wrong. It's a lot of good-looking women, so that's the reason we like to come here.
Well, that's good. I thought maybe you were getting your nails done or something.
Well, you know what? We may get to that. I don't know if they decide to. That's great with me.
Well, you just won the Open Championship and have already got a ride to the Bassmaster Classic. You have to be thrilled.
Yes, sir. I'm extremely elated. It didn't really sink in on me until probably around yesterday, and it's really a great feeling, and I'm definitely excited.
Well, you go to this body of water, the Ouachita River, and you go down there, and it's muddy, it's high, it looks like the Dickens, and you just kind of observe what was going on around you, and ended up having five fish every day. You had to be pleased with your outcome.
Yes, sir. I definitely was. I was extremely focused on the pattern that the way I was catching the fish, and I just maintained that thought and figuring the next step with the water continuously rising every day. And I just tried to focus in on, you know, what the fish were doing at the present time. And then I tried to look ahead, even though you're not supposed to, I guess, at times, but to see where they would possibly be going to at the next step if they were to leave where they were. So, you know, it was some different conditions, but it's something that, you know, we're accustomed to a lot fishing here on Sam Rayburn.
Well, you know, you live down by Sam Rayburn, and you get a lot of experience there with high water in the spring in particular. But, you know, this particular tournament, you know, this is a big deal, man. You get to go to the Bassmaster Classic coming out of it. And here you got Greg Hackney, probably the hottest guy in bass fishing. He's hot on your heels.
Yes, sir. You know, and the thing I did on that with Greg and a lot of the guys, especially Greg, because I knew once it got to the third day that unless I stumbled or he stumbled and the other guys just really catapulted, that it was going to be, between he and I. So the only thing that I focused on, Terry, was just to maintain a five-fish limit each day. You know, each day the guys would ask me, hey, what's your plan? I said, hey, I don't have one other than getting my first bite tomorrow and starting out with number five. And I'm kind of superstitious. I got that from my mom. I count backwards on my limit. So, you know, I start out with five, and I go 4, 3, 2, 1. And once I get my limit in the boat, then we're relaxed, especially, and to try to start culling up.
Well, you got to think about those superstitions. You know, you kind of kid about that, but in reality, I think most anglers have some superstition. Wear the same shirt, same hat, maybe the same pair of underwear. Davey Height did that. How about the socks? You know, some of those guys, you count backwards.
Yes, sir. And you know, and that's funny that you say that because I love my Hanes t-shirt and underwear, but I do change those daily. But the things that I do also are the same as a lot of the other guys. If I've got an undershirt that I wear, or if I've got a pair of jeans that I've had my coat, you know, my suit over or something throughout the day, and they're not dirty, but you don't want to change anything. You know, you want to, within being realistic, stay with your same thing each day. You don't want to break the pattern. At night, I wouldn't even call anyone. I just confined myself to my room, and I wouldn't talk to anybody, and I just, you know, just to stay with my same routine each day.
Well, you got to stay on that focus, too. You know, you talked about being able to read the water and being able to determine where these fish were going to move to. So that focus can be as critical, maybe a superstition to some, but it's really that focus as well, I would think.
Yes, sir. Just concentrating on what you're doing. I mean, and that's what I tried to do, was just concentrate on what I was doing. You know, I eliminated the thought process of who was there. Because if you took a step back out of the bubble and you looked inside of it and you said, oh, my God, you know, you've got Gary Klein, you've got, you know, Paul Elias, you've got Ricky Klein, you've got, of course, Greg Hackney, like you said, you've got just, and the list goes on and on of guys that at any point in time are susceptible, Randy Howe, you know, to walk up there and win the thing. So, you know, you had to just look past that and not think of it. And at this level, you know, you finally are able to get here and be able to compete. And the only way that you're going to stay at this level, or any level at that, you know, whether it's a club level or fishing the tour, is you've got to catch fish, and that's the main thing.
Well, you know, you look at this thing. Now, what a springboard to your career. You've already made the Classic, so when you enter the tour season, you can really go out there and swing for the fences, maybe a little bit more than the guy does that, you know, I mean, Denny Brower does every tournament, but you're going to be able to now, knowing that you don't have to qualify through the tours for the Classic. You're in it.
Yes, sir, and that's a great feeling. You know, it's a lifelong dream. I don't think that anyone can say whether it's a weekend angler, whether it's an angler that gets to fish 8 times a year. You know, anyone at any level can say at some point in time in their life they've dreamed about being in the Classic, and I'm no different. I mean, I've dreamed about it from the time I was a young boy and growing up, and that's what you focus on. Whether or not I'm out driving a truck, you know, for the freight company or what I'm doing, my previous jobs, my main focus was making it to the Classic and making it as a professional. And, you know, you get a limited chance, and when you get an opportunity, you better capitalize on it, and that's what I hope I can do.
Well, you know, you look at the dream, you know, the dream of making it to the big time, the dream of making it to the Bassmaster Classic, a lot of those kind of things. But it's got to be a springboard to sponsorships, and I'm sure you've just been inundated with phone calls.
Well, you know, I have. Yes, sir, I have. And then, you know, and there again, I really haven't. I mean, I've had lots of congratulations, and that's what's made this thing really for me the most gratifying thing, is because you've got so many friends, and it's so wonderful to get an entourage of calls and the phone not stop ringing all week from guys calling you and telling you how proud they are and how they're pulling for you, praying for you, everything that goes along with it. And, you know, and that's great, and I love it. And that, I think, has been up to this point and continuously after this will be, you know, the best thing.
Well, you know, you can't ever take a win away. That's the nice thing about this thing, is everybody will remember that you won this Open Championship last year. Of course, John Murray won that thing, and I know he said, hey, you know, that really helped me kind of get over the hump a little bit. He's a great angler in his own right, but it enables you to maybe, you know, have those credentials that you didn't have coming in.
Yes, sir, and I needed this. I mean, to be honest with you, I think any angler, even with the credentials, need a win, period, you know, of course, but an angler like myself that's trying to break into the profession at a level that a higher level that you want to compete at, you need a win like this. And I always told my dad, you know, I'm real close with my mom and dad, and I've always told them, I said, you know, you separate yourself, you've got to win. And that's the way I've always felt about myself. I've got to win. And that's the mentality that, you know, you take into each event. You want to win. And to win, you've got to then outlie that with concentrate, pattern your fish, catch your fish, do the best you can, and hope that you can win. So a win like this, yes, sir, I believe is going to definitely help. I've got, you know, a lot of the sponsors that products that I believe in, and that's the people that I'm going for. That's the people I want to deal with, and that's the people I want to represent.
Well, that's outstanding. You know, and Denny Brower said it, and I think Rick Klund said it as well, is that once you start winning and you get that feeling, it's easier to win the second time. And that first time, Greg Hackney's a great example of that. He's had all kinds of second places and has done exceptionally well in both tours, but he hasn't got that, you know, that elusive win yet. But once you get that, it just breeds other wins, it seems to.
Yes, sir. You know, and you're right, because my dad and I had won a championship here on Sam Rayburn in the middle of October, and we came in with a big stringer on the last day, and you know, we ultimately ended up winning. We had almost 30 pounds on the second day of the event, and that win gave me, besides fishing the opens throughout the year and you know, and having some success in them and not really finishing in some of them where I wanted to, but that win, like you said, that's a win, and that boosts your confidence, and that win going into this event, I was just still riding high off of that and feeling great, and then ultimately come out with this victory, and it's a great feeling.
Well, you know, there's not a better name than Bradley Stringer, and when you catch that big stringer, you had to feel great about that. Now you're going to have to play that off some way, you know, a stringer for the stringer, you know, one of those deals.
Yes, sir, and I tell you what, I think that's a neat deal. I've always, with the stringer name and in relation with fishing, it's always went hand in hand, so. You know, I'm excited about the opportunities. In fact, I'm about to leave here in the next few days. I'm going to go to Florida. I've never had the opportunity. I've always dreamed about it. And just to kind of look around and get my feet wet and see what's going on, you know, before official cutoff. So for the tour next year. So I'm excited about that.
Well, I can tell you one thing. There's green fish there, and they like to bite what you're throwing at them. So good luck to you in Florida. Bradley, I appreciate you being with me, and good luck on the tour.
Terry, I appreciate you, and I appreciate everybody more than they know. It's been a very, very gratifying thing.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.